In today's era of email, WhatsApp and social media, many people have fallen out of the habit of sending postcards, and their sales have plummeted. In 2022, just 120,000 postcards were sent via Royal Mail, a paltry one card per 580 people. At one time, however, sending postcards was something that pretty much everybody did on a regular basis. It was a quick and easy way of keeping in touch, without the need to pen lengthy letters. In contrast, the Edwardian era, during the first decade of the 20th century, a staggering 800 million postcards a year were wending their way through our postal system. Postcards were first introduced into the UK in 1870. They were commissioned and produced by the Post Office and included a printed halfpenny stamp covering the cost of postage. This was half the price of sending a letter, which was still one penny. The first cards were printed on just one side, allowing the message to be written on the other side. They were an immediate success because they allowed quick and cheap communication without the formality of a letter. Just 1 year after their introduction in 1871, 75 million of them were sent. And there were none of today's annoying postal delays. With numerous collections and deliveries every day, the recipient didn't have to wait long to have the postcard in their hands. The rapid expansion of the railways during Victorian times opened up travel to far more people, and the traditional British seaside holiday became wildly popular. Unsurprisingly, postcard manufacturers followed this trend, printing cards with images of beaches, piers, donkeys, and bandstands. People bought these to send home and to keep as mementos of their own holidays. Although we send very few postcards nowadays, vintage cards are very much sought after by collectors, as they offer a fascinating and accessible window into a past age. This was a time when the postman delivered to households up to four times a day, including Sundays. So you could send a friend a postcard saying you were coming for afternoon tea, and it would arrive before you did. This week sees a vast collection of postcards coming to auction at Keys in Aylsham, mainly dating from that early 20th century golden age. Amassed by a keen Norwich enthusiast during the 1970s and 80s, the collection comprises some 5,000 black and white and coloured cards in total. On many, the exact date they were posted can be seen from the stamp cancellation mark on the backs. Most of the cards show scenes from Norfolk and Suffolk, including an incredible 800 postcards of Great Yarmouth, with views of the Golden Mile in its heyday, with fashionable figures, many in hats, taking the sea air along the piers and jetties. There are several that show the intriguing Great Yarmouth Revolving Tower. This 140-foot ingenious piece of late Victorian engineering, built in 1897, was placed near the entrance to Britannia Pier. A metal cage holding up to 150 people revolved as it ascended and descended. At the top, the occupants were afforded some wonderful views of the sea and the town itself. The tower was demolished in 1941 to help with the war effort. There are a further 70 cards in black and white and colour relating to the Yarmouth fishing industry, including many of the herring drifters and the famous Scottish fisher girls. This is a collection that really is something to write home about.